Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning there, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Doing very, very well. So I want to talk to you about an event very recently that took place, and it's a new event on campus, and this was the Junior Faculty Awards, where the younger faculty members, or at least the faculty members with relatively less experience, are honored. And again, this is something new.
And that is correct, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. The Faculty Senate Academic Life and Practices Committee, in conjunction with the Texas Association of Black Personnel in Higher Education, we came together, we collaborated on an event to honor our assistant professors here on campus. It's our way of saying thank you for the work that they're doing. And we selected 10 junior faculty members. We got nominations from all the academic departments, of course. Then we got the approval from the deans of each college, and we decided to name this in honor of Dr. Chuck Garizzi, who is a professor over in the College of Business. He is our most distinguished scholar that we have here on campus. And so we selected individuals from all of the colleges that we have here on campus. Dr. Robin Locke was one of the recipients. Dr. Andrew Baker, one of the recipients. Dr. Alexandra Babino from CNI. Dr. Rama Aru from Department of Finance. Dr. Ewing Shi from Marketing. Dr. Clay Bolton from HHP. Dr. Henry Ross from HHP. Dr. Sunyu Chan from Psychology. Dr. Buchan Aden from Engineering and Technology. And Dr. Douglas Ebron from Ag Sciences.
Now, you mentioned Dr. Chuck Arise in Economics and Finance, and he's our most distinguished professor, and that would be based on...
He has received every award that the system and, of course, the university could give to a faculty member. As you know, he was one of our Regents professors here from the university, the Lafferty Award for Teaching that's given by Faculty Senate. Dr. Arise is a academic publishing machine. So we are delighted to name this program in his honor.
Now, one thing that was interesting about this is in the program, and this is something else I wanted to talk to you about, the back of the program what is called the A&M Commerce Civility Commitment. And we're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, who is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. So we have talked before, Lavelle, about the fact that A&M Commerce now is having civility training for faculty and staff.
As you know, John Mark, this was one of the initiatives that President Rudin laid out last year, that he wanted us to be a more civil university, a more caring, more nurturing, more sharing with one another. And so we put together about 10 individuals who are part of the Civility Task Force, which falls under the auspices of our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee that we have here at the university. And we reached out to the Dale Carnegie group, and we've had our first training. And, and of course, it started with our executive team. I feel it's always important, as does the president, that we start at the top. So we brought together the president administrative team. We brought members from the task force, and we brought members from the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion. And we had a day-long training into the concept of civility and how to promote a more homogeneous community here at the university.
So in this program for the Junior Faculty Awards, it lists the specific things, and I don't want to go through that line by line, but there, it sort of outlines what we're talking about by civility.
For the most part, we want to have intentional acts of kindness and respect on campus. One of the great things that we did is one of our top administrators accidentally spilled some coffee, and he went back to his office to get it cleaned up. Well, when he came back, he discovered that it was already clean. Well, come to find out, one of our employees at the university took upon herself, without even announcing to anyone, and she actually did this, and we recognized her for the work that she's done. And then Belinda Benson over in our Residence Life and Living, showing acts of kindness and respect to our students, and our students are sharing things like that. So periodically, we're going to be recognizing individuals across the campus, and we have an email address that's civility@tamuc.edu as well.
for people to report.
To report acts of kindness, yeah. intentional acts of kindness, yeah. acts of respect. Because as you know, John Mark, my philosophy in life is to be a positive voice in an all too often negative world. So instead of looking at the bad things that's happening, let's look at those that are doing great things. And we want to recognize them here at the university. I appreciate President Rudin for entrusting the care of the Civility Task Force to do these things here on campus.
What's that email address again?
Civility@tamuc.edu. Civility@tamuc.edu. And I've already received emails from individuals across campus revealing acts of civility on campus, which is wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So I guess this statement about civility will probably appear in other publications.
It will appear in other publications. It will appear all across campus as well. And John Mark, what we're actually going to be doing, we will train 500 individuals who will actually go through the civility training. The next one will be coming up in a couple of weeks, where members of faculty, senate, and the staff council, and academic and student affairs department heads will go through the training. It is a day-long training here on campus.
Okay, good. Lavelle got some peppermint hot chocolate for you to try.
I appreciate your act of kindness and your civility, but I'll just stick with the regular hot chocolate.
Look, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Your start of the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.